Persecution postpones a project, but a ministry looks ahead. Hindu militants threaten a church pastor and bully new believers. And the Ukrainian government commits to helping families. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Oaxaca, Mexico, where unrest is hindering ministry work. Audio Scripture Ministries was forced to postpone their plans to study persecution against Christians in this area of southern Mexico. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer says this is a much-needed project.
The persecution is well known by the people that live in the area. There are entire small villages that have been forced to leave their larger villages because they were Christians. And this has happened a number of times over the past, don't say 20 years. So this is not an unknown phenomena. It's an unreported phenomena in this particular part of the world.
The state of Oaxaca is on the fringes of government control. Because of that, Dudenhofer says,
a good prayer request would be that law and order would be restored. And then once law and order is restored, that the work of sharing God's word to these people in these widely dispersed areas in this part of Mexico would go on and would bear fruit.
Next, Hindu militants continue to harass an Indian pastor and threaten his church. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the pastor is the owner of an orphanage in Karnataka state. Compass Direct reports members of the BJP accuse him of holding forced conversions. The Hindu militants have also threatened violence to new believers. As the danger grows, pray that the Lord will protect him and allow him to continue his ministry. Pray also that the Indian Christians won't be controlled by fear. You're listening to Mission Network News. Retuning focus often renews the vigor behind the Great Commission. So says Global Advance's David Shibley, who was in the Philippines for an international missions conference. One day, he found himself sharing the gospel with his cab driver. Then the driver said,
I've just been crying out all night long, saying, God, it would be so great to be born again. Would you please put someone in this cab who could show me how I could be born again? Well, it was a tremendous honor, of course, to share the gospel with that man, pray with him as he received Christ as his Savior and Lord.
Shibley marvels at how God took him halfway around the world to put him in touch with the one man who needed him most.
It emphasizes the call that he's given to all of us, the commission that he's given to us, to go to every person on earth and ensure that every person has the privilege of hearing this wonderful story of God's love through his Son, the Lord Jesus.
Meanwhile, since the fall of communism in the Ukraine, Bethany Christian Services has helped address the multiple social problems in that former Soviet country. Recently, the government of Ukraine has expanded the work of Bethany by offering three new contracts to work there. Bethany's Bill Blackwire.
It is very significant because we see the government's involvement in partial funding of these programs. It shows their commitment to change, if you will, the infrastructure or the institutional arrangement for support of family.
Through church partnerships and long-term investments, Blackwire says they're addressing social and spiritual issues for families in the Ukraine.
And the beauty of it is when a church takes ownership of a program like this, their members become invested, and people who would get involved in these trips and do ministering say they've received much more than what they have given to families.
And finally, Teen Missions International reports good news from Zambia. The six-month-old Kansoka Church is a growing church. Already it has ministries in men's fellowship, men's league, children's ministry, adult literacy, and nursery school. They're also working with a mentorship class where church members are discipling 30 new believers. They hope to conduct a Bible school after harvest time to help train their church leaders who have never had Bible school. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.